If you say Art and Kids to almost anyone in Norfolk County, the first name that will likely come to mind is this woman. This is Nikki Campbell Scram. Nikki, thank you so much for being a community builder. Off the top, why is art so important to you?
Art is important to me because it was everything I needed as a kid during my development. And I believe that it's truly, truly important to every child. Creativity and the chance to be creative and the chance to be part of the arts in any way, shape, or form is incredibly influential in a child's life. And I just believe that every child should be able to experience that and experience the skill building aspects of it.
Now, let's take a look at some of the great programs that you are involved with. Drama Kids, helping kids hit the stage and put on shows. How did that all get started?
Lighthouse Theater, they had to cut back some of their programming for kids, and there just wasn't any offer of like kids theater programming. It was about 7 years ago. So theater programming for kids, for little ones, was gone in Port Dover. And I had several students who were super disappointed, and I just couldn't let that happen. So I decided to start my own little thing. Little did I know it wouldn't be a little thing for very long.
Now, you also want to instill that the kids need to give back. You launched the now-beloved Trick or Treats So Others Can Eat. How did that get started?
Well, Trick or Treats So Others Can Eat is born out of the idea of the fact that it's important to bring children into community initiatives. It's important to teach children that it's important to care about your community. And so I wanted to come up with a fundraiser or some sort of a community initiative that kids were brought into it and taught how important it is to look out for other people in their community.
Now, what most people know you for, Art with Heart. Maybe you can just tell me a bit about that journey and why it's such a passion of yours.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Really, the beginning, it started with Drama Kids. Art with Heart was one program at first. It was Drama Kids. But the reason I didn't just call the program Drama Kids, I said, you know, it was going to be Art with Heart's Drama Kids program, was because in the back of my mind, though I never thought it would happen this fast or develop this quickly, I always knew there was going to be an Art with Heart in my heart. I knew there was going to be an Art with Heart. And then the train kept rolling. Like, you know, the more kids that got involved in Drama Kids, then I added another program, which was we were just teaching little classes in a park. And then we added summer camp, and then we added more summer camps, and then we added after school programs, and then we have March break camps. And it just like, it snowballed because the community loved it. And the more the community loved it, the more I wanted to offer, the more kids I wanted to get involved. And it was incredible.
In a big tech world, you do a lot of hands-on and face-to-face lessons. How do kids react to this instead of being in front of a screen when they're at the building? They're there talking to you and they have a paintbrush in hand. What's the kids' reaction to that?
You know what I think the most impactful thing Art with Heart does? It's not even necessarily the arts education. It's the way we make kids feel. They feel important when we walk through the doors. One of the biggest, most important things to me is when a child walks in the door, if I don't know their name, I walk over, I extend my hand, and I say, "Hi, I'm Nikki. What's your name?" And I remember that name. And we go to schools and we do workshops in schools and such, and kids will see me in the hall and they'll be like, "Hey, Nikki," and I'll be like, "Hey, so-and-so," because I remember their name. And that is super important. It's super important to make kids feel heard and noticed. And I think that's what makes Art with Heart special, because it's not just about the art, it's about the heart part too.
Listen to all our community builders at norfolktoday.ca.